You are given an ECG with a slow ventricular rhythm and regular sinus P waves, with what looks like to be many non-conducted beats, therefore at least some degree of AV block. How can you quickly tell if the rhythm in front of you is or is not complete AV block? My purpose in this brief audio pearl is to suggest a few simple things you can do that will often answer this question. In my experience, as obvious as some of the following suggestions are, they are often overlooked. Assuming your patient is stable enough hemodynamically to allow you a moment of time to assess the rhythm, use of a systematic approach to rhythm interpretation is equally important for assessment of slower AV block rhythms as it is for faster rhythms. So watch your P's, Q's, and the three R's as the reminder to ensure that you identify all P waves, determine if the QRS complex is wide or narrow, and assess the three R's of rate, both atrial and ventricular rates, regularity of the rhythm, and related, in which you determine which P waves are or are not related to neighboring QRS complexes. Reasons for consciously using the system of assessing for the five parameters contained in the P's, Q's, and 3R approach are that doing so dramatically speeds up your interpretation, organizes your thoughts, and makes it sound like you truly know what you are doing. Along the way, the simple steps of using calipers and drawing arrows on a copy of the tracing over all of the P waves you identify is of invaluable assistance. Using calipers literally allows me to establish the regularity, or lack thereof, for critical P to P, R to R, and PR intervals within seconds. And I've been amazed at how helpful the simple step of drawing arrows over all P waves has been in facilitating recognition of which P waves are or are not related to neighboring QRS complexes. It's just easier to see these relationships when P waves are labeled. Finally, I number the beats. I do this for two reasons. First, it makes it so much easier to talk with a colleague about what you are seeing when the beats are numbered. The second reason is, numbering the beats facilitates my recognition of patterns that repeat. Pearl. When you see more than a single PR interval that repeats, this finding is probably not due to chance. Instead, it usually indicates that there is conduction of at least some QRS complexes. And if some P waves are being conducted, then by definition, the rhythm is not complete AV block. Next question to ask yourself. Is the ventricular rhythm regular, or at least almost regular? This has been the single most useful clue in my experience for helping me to recognize within seconds whether or not complete AV block is present. Most of the time, escape rhythms, whether they arise from the AV node, the His, or the ventricle, are either regular or at least almost regular. While this rule is not absolute, the fastest way to immediately suspect that an AV block tracing is not complete AV block is by recognizing that one or more ventricular beats occurs sooner than expected. You'll be surprised at how much of the time when this happens, the reason that this QRS complex occurs earlier than expected is that this beat is conducted, which instantly tells you that the degree of AV block is not complete. So, how then can we readily recognize complete AV block when it is present? As I've previously alluded to, when there is complete AV block, the atrial rhythm will usually be regular, or at least almost regular, as there may be some sinus arrhythmia, and the ventricular rhythm will also usually be regular, or at least almost regular, since escape rhythms generally are surprisingly regular. But the key finding to look for is to ensure that despite the occurrence of P waves at all points in the cardiac cycle, that is, at all points within the R2R interval, none of these P waves are conducted. This requirement for complete AV block is the most commonly overlooked criterion in my experience. Because if you don't see P waves occurring at all points within the R2R interval, then P waves simply have not had full opportunity to conduct. This is not to say that complete AV block might not be present, but rather that a longer period of monitoring might be needed in order to ensure that despite occurring at all points within the R2R interval, that none of the P waves are being conducted. So before I diagnose complete AV block, I look for a regular, or at least fairly regular, atrial rhythm. I look for a regular escape rhythm, and I look to ensure that a long enough period of monitoring has occurred to prove that none of the P waves conduct despite having had adequate opportunity to do so. Final caveat. I receive ECGs from ECG internet posts and from followers of my ECG blog daily from all over the world. Taking smartphone pictures of problematic ECGs has revolutionized the world of ECG collaboration. It takes just seconds to snap a picture and send an ECG anywhere in the world to a trusted colleague for a second opinion, and we all learn from this experience that helps to improve patient care. But if the smartphone picture of the tracing is angled, then it will be distorted. And as a result, critical measurements of P2P, R2R, and PR intervals will not be optimally accurate. When the key ECG finding you are looking for is whether the PR interval is constant or being prolonged, or whether an R2R interval is shorter than expected, the importance of taking care to get as good and as straight on of a picture as is possible before sending it across the world or posting it to an ECG internet forum cannot be overemphasized. It is just so much easier to interpret an AV block tracing if the ECG you are looking at is straight and not distorted by being angled or folded. And a last PS. I've emphasized how the diagnosis of complete AV block cannot be made with certainty until you've guaranteed that P waves have occurred at all points in the cardiac cycle and that all of these P waves have failed to conduct despite at least some of them having an adequate opportunity to conduct. For practical purposes, it is difficult to ensure that at least some P waves have had a chance to conduct if the ventricular rate is faster than 55 beats per minute, since at ventricular rates above 55 to 60 beats per minute, there is too much of a chance that most P waves will either fall within the refractory period when conduction is not expected, or will have a PR interval that might be too short to conduct in a patient with partial but not complete AV block. So, if the tracing you are assessing has a ventricular rate of 60 per minute or faster, a longer period of monitoring will be needed before you can conclude that complete AV block is definitely present.